on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Cast April 20th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The 2026 NFL Draft Week begins this week. A lot going on. Rumors who's going to be traded. Couple of moves going on with trades starting since a week ago. So a lot going on. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, a happy man. The Cavs won this weekend. Dan Madden, welcome back to the Sportscast. And Dan is missing for a bit. We're going to play a commercial, and we'll be back in a few while we get Dan all figured out over here. In the rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time, the simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity. And when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with a log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now for iOS.
Well, this week the NFL draft begins in Pittsburgh. First time Pittsburgh hosts NFL draft, and a lot going to happen. Anyways, we got Dan Madden back.
Yeah,
welcome back, Dan.
Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties this Monday, man. No problem.
Once I said Cavs, you went away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope that's not the sign that the Cavs are going to go away, right?
This should be fine. So what's going on in the weather over there? I've been hearing that there's been snow one day,
yeah,
and then 88 degrees.
That's the way it is. I mean, you get some flurries, and today it's like 40, and this week, end of the week, it's going to be like 79. I mean, so hopefully this is the last week of that, and we'll get some consistent weather. It's bipolar here in Northeast Ohio.
So how will the draft look like this Thursday in Pittsburgh? Can it be cold?
I think it's actually supposed to warm up in this area. You know, I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh. So it's supposed to, should be in the 70s, I believe, Thursday. So
I've never seen a cold NFL draft.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I've seen crazier things.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully it looks like it's going to warm up for that. So,
well, let's start off with the news this morning. Late breaking, Adam Schefter says the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, are likely to trade A.J. Brown, the wide receiver, to the New England Patriots in June after the draft. A.J. Brown has been rowdy, wants to leave, obviously wants a new contract. Dan, your thoughts on this? Is this a good move for New England and a good move for the Eagles?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of these things that, you know, if he's going to create problems in the locker room, you know, you can't really have that. I think the Eagles have had enough. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, New England, even going back to the Belichick days, they always, you know, bring some of these guys in and they're able to control them and get them to buy in and change their attitudes. So maybe that's what they're looking for in New England. And also, I mean, it gives a weapon on the outside that, you know, they haven't really had. They are in need of a receiver with Diggs, you know, so they're going to need another deep threat now.
Yeah, pretty much. As if, when Brown goes, they're good. They have Devontae Smith, a great small wide receiver. They just picked up Hollywood Brown from the Chiefs. They got Elijah Moore, Darius Cooper and Johnny Wilson. I think they'll be good without him, but we'll see if the Eagles pick up a receiver in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're, I mean, obviously they're probably going to have to add somebody for depth, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe they'll pick somebody up in the draft or in the trade or off waivers.
We'll see what happens in Philadelphia. They're fine either or. Trent Williams and the Niners, San Francisco 49ers, agreed to a 2-year extension worth up to $50 million. Dan, Niners will keep their start stuff tackle. And this will be a pretty top paid player here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they're trying to firm some things up defensively. I mean, offensively, you know, they've been pretty solid, getting kind of banged up here the last couple of years. So obviously, to pay him that kind of money, they wanted to keep him.
Quite something. Williams was set to head into his. I know year of his contract with a $32.3 million base salary, but none of the money owed to him was guaranteed. The extension gets him those guarantees and keep him under contract through 2027. Then he'll be 39 years old. So that's a good retirement check money towards the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, NFL draft is this Thursday. A player that has been rising in the ranks, running back Jeremiah Love, and apparently the Cardinals, who have pick number 3, I believe, are going to pick Jeremiah Love. Your thoughts over this potential pick?
You know, I think Jeremiah Love, I mean, he's a generational talent. I mean, at running back, I mean, he's definitely probably out. You can argue either him or Styles being the top athlete in this draft. It doesn't surprise me. I don't recall. When's the last time a running back had been drafted that early in the first like 5
Aston
picks?
Genty, I think.
Oh, it was that really? He was that early?
I think it was like
maybe
the top
like first
five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the Las Vegas Raiders, if you don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that one. But you typically don't see, you know, these running backs in the top 10 just because of their how frugal running backs are, you know, injuries in the lifespan in the league and things like that. So it is a possibility. You know, he can change a game in a hurry with his speed, and you know, he has a lot of grit to him running downhill. And so I'd be happy it happened, obviously, as a Notre Dame fan.
He actually, Aston Genty was selected 6th pick.
Okay.
Does that make the cut of being too early, Dan?
Oh, Gentry?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh,
running back at 6. Yeah. Is that pretty early, right? Still,
it is pretty early. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, and he didn't really have that great of a year last year, so Gentry. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out for him.
And there's a new quarterback coming his way, Fernando Mendoza. He actually said he's not going to Pittsburgh because of his ailing mother. Yeah, she's been dealing with a health condition, so he'll be staying in Miami while the draft. This happened before, actually. I think Trevor Lawrence was home when the Jaguars selected him.
Yeah, no, I mean, sometimes, you know, people have things going on at home. They'd rather be with their family, good for him.
Quite something. All right, the Cavs. What's going on the Cavs then? What I've been hearing lately, they want to trade back, and they got the number pick 6 and 24th. They're targeting an offensive tackle and wide receiver. But Dan, what are you hearing in the fields of Cleveland?
Yeah, so, the Browns, I'm hoping they don't trade back. I mean, that's a possibility now in the media. I would like them to keep the 6th pick. I think they're in dire need of a linebacker, a left tackle, and a receiver. But they might be looking at picks, or they might have other avenues that they're not saying yet. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
You know, it's funny. You don't know what the real intentions until the draft happens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't see that coming. It was left field. They're like, yeah, we looked at this player for weeks. No one knew about it, and this was a good pick. So we'll see what happens. Cleveland's history with drafts, is it? Like, how would you grade them?
Not very good. I mean, we've drafted a lot of losers. I mean, this last draft was pretty good, but I mean, the run of quarterbacks and the receivers that we've gotten in the draft just haven't panned out. So last year was probably the best draft, and I think that saved the general manager job this year, because last year's draft was pretty solid.
Who was that one guy that they let go and he went to baseball, I think to Arizona? He had an Italian name, but he went to be the manager at the Diamondbacks.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah. His name, which too. You were kind of yeah. happy about that move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyways,
exactly.
We'll see what Tom Monken does in Cleveland. Steelers are not expected to hear from Aaron Rodgers before the draft. Is that a test for Rodgers to see what they'll do? Will Steelers draft the quarterback like Ty Simpson or someone else? What is he trying to do here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just typical Aaron Rodgers fashion. But, I mean, I think all the writing's on the wall that he wants to have one final year with this coach. And so I think I don't know. It's not really it's kind of selfish thing to do, not knowing where he stands. But I think deep down the Steelers know he's going to be there. I'm sure they've had some talks, so.
I'm sure they have some conversation. William Howard is participating in mini camps just in case. So we'll see what happens in the land of Pitt. Giants did a move. They trade Dexter Lawrence to the Bengals for the number 10 pick. Now the Giants had the fifth and 10th pick. I think this was a good trade, I thought.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to get two picks in the top 10, I mean, that can change. I mean, they already got a lot of weapons, you know, running back and quarterbacks coming along. So that could be good to see what they do there.
And also, it's the first time we see John Harbaugh picking this high. The Ravens, he never had high draft picks. They were pretty much low because they were always that good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, first time for that, for sure.
Big test for them. Let's see what happens. Bengals will be paying Dexter Lawrence for $28 million. That's not bad for Dex because he wanted money too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so I think, you know, it depends how you – I mean, I think it was a win-win for both teams and their needs.
Quite something. Anyways, another one, Will Anderson, three-year, $150 million, one of the highest paid, to be honest. What's your thoughts over that?
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I mean, what all these players are making that you wouldn't expect. I mean, it just takes one, and it just kind of snowballs some of these contracts for 3 years. I mean, $50 million a year. I mean,
100, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
He'll be the highest paid non-quarterback in football, surpassing Micah Parsons. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, cornerbacks are, you know, it's pretty wild.
Quite something. We don't know what's going on in Houston, but
no.
I hope they figure out the whole penalty issue with their quarterback.
Exactly.
Anyways, let's go to basketball. Cavs thump Raptors to open up the NBA playoffs. Dan, you can't be any more happier than that.
No, absolutely. I was thrilled how they came out. I mean, Strus is playing out of his mind. He had a great game, like 20 some points. And if he was playing the whole year, I feel like the Cavs would have had 30 more wins because he was just on fire. Mobley is playing great, a lot more physical. So I think the Raptors may win one at home. I think the Cavs will win tonight, but it's pretty much going to be done after that.
James Harden, 22 points. You're lucky what you're seeing from Harden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's become a distributor, and then he knows when to step up and pick his spots in the game. So I think they're peaking at the right time for sure.
We'll see what happens. As Dan said, Evan Mobley had 17 points and 7 rebounds. So we'll see what happens. Game 2 will predict it. It's on Wednesday or tomorrow.
Anyways, tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah, they play tonight, yeah.
We'll predict that game later. Magic upset Pistons in Detroit to win game one. I saw this coming. Usually sometimes the play-in teams that come in, they have momentum, and it sure happened beating Detroit. I think the easiest number one seed, but your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, they're definitely the easiest one seed. And Yeah, the Magic just play with a lot of grit. They can hit some shots. They're physical. So I wouldn't be surprised if they won this series.
Paolo Banchero had 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. But, hey, if they win this series, Dan, they could go against the Cavs.
Yeah, that's become a rivalry. So that would be pretty intense and heated for sure.
Another team, another blowout. A couple blowout games this weekend. Celtics root 76ers by 32. 76ers were a play-in team. Jason Tatum had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Did you know he's just coming back from Achilles tendon injury?
Yeah, exactly. You know, who would have thought that he was going to be back this year? And it's just the Celtics team was already at 2, and he came back. I mean, it just puts him at another level. And I think they could be the favorites for sure to come out of the East, just the way they're playing right now. I don't like them, but.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they are the juggernaut in the East. Haylen Brown has scored 26 points. Nemus Keta added for 13 from second season Celtics. So we'll see what happens with Celtics. Sixers supposed to give them a series, but it's only game one. Let's go. The Lakers. Have you heard of Luke Kennard? I forgot about him. Scored a game-high 27 points on 9 of 13 shooting, and the Lakers beat the Rockets 107-98. By the way, Kennard is from Ohio.
I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah, no, he's definitely a sharpshooter. You kind of forget about him. Lakers got the win. Durant did not play for Houston. We'll see.
Which might have helped.
It helped a little bit. It's day-to-day with him for a contusion in his knee, so he's cautiously optimistic he'll be back next game.
Quite something. LeBron, of course, was playing a little bit, of course, in that game. I don't know the status of Luka, but if they could win with Kennard, it's not bad.
Yeah, LeBron, exactly.
James had 19 points, 13 assists. So we'll see what happens. Game two, we should see Kevin Durant back. Knicks also had a good game one. They beat the Hawks. Quite something, but the Knicks, you know, they're also one of the other favorites.
They have a lot of weapons. I mean, Brunson's just unreal from the three-point, a physical team. So yeah, I look to them to get it done against the Hawks.
Jalen Brunson had 28 points. Cat had 19 of his 25 in the second half. OG Anunoby had 18 points. Josh Hart at 11. If you have those players going double digits like that, that's unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't know. You pick your poison, you know. I mean, when you got all those weapons and scoring like that.
Well, this is another type of rivalry series. Murray, Jokic, Nuggets past Timberwolves and playoff opener. Murray Huge victory, rivalry between these two teams because Timberwolves beat them about 2 years ago. But your thoughts over this series?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a close series, and it's kind of go back and forth. I give the nudge to the Nuggets just because of Jokic, just the way he plays, and I think they'll get it done.
Jokic is averaging 27.7 points, 12.9 rebounds, and 10.7 assists for the Nuggets. So this is quite something. We'll see what happens in that series. It could go back and forth. And finally, Suns beat the Warriors from the play-in. This could be the last hurrah of the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr says he may not come back. He did not accept an extension about a couple months ago. But your thoughts on this legacy of the Warriors?
Yeah, it's one of those things you kind of saw coming, you know, bits and pieces the last couple of years of the dynasty kind of breaking apart, and you felt like it was the beginning of the end, and now it's just kind of crashing down, and we'll see what happens. I mean, is Curry going to be there long term? I can't see it. I mean, unless they're going to build some pieces around him. I don't think he wants to be part of a rebuild at this stage in his career, so that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, Steph Curry is only 38 years old, so he's up there in age. He
right,
could retire
if
he wanted to. Draymond Green, of course, had 2 technical fouls in this game, so quite something. But there you go. Let's look at the NFL bracket. NBA playoff bracket and see what your thoughts over what could happen, Dan, because we haven't really predicted it yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me pull this up. And there you have it. All right. So Thunder and Suns. What's your thoughts over the series? Do you think OKC will advance?
I do. Yeah, I think, you know, the Suns may get one win in the series, but I just think the Thunder just has too many weapons offensively, particularly the three-point line. The Suns just aren't going to be able to score a lot of points, enough points to win.
Yeah, I think OKC might be a new dynasty that's mm-hmm. forming. Now yeah. the Warriors era is over. I think OKC might be rising. Lakers and Rockets. Hey, Lakers took game one, but can Lakers advance?
You know, it'll be interesting to see if Durant comes back, how that's going to change the game, how much more competitive and close those games will be. I think if he comes back and he's at 85% for the rest of the series, I think that gives them an edge. I mean, just with two of your stars for the Lakers being out indefinitely, I mean, that does not help with those two guys being out. So I like the... I don't think the Lakers are going to move on.
Let's go Nuggets and Timberwolves. Who do you have for that series?
I like the Nuggets. Jokic is just an animal, and they're not going to be able to contain him. So I like them.
Spurs, Trailblazers, Wemby is out of this world.
He is. He is unbelievable. I mean, he's just getting started. I mean, he might become one of the best players, if not the best player that's ever played the game. And that's a lot, you know, talking about Michael Jordan, LeBron. I mean, he just, some of the stuff he does with the ball, I mean, and you just can't defend it. So I like them in this series, and they could make a push with OKC to go to the finals.
All right, let's go to the East. Celtics, Sixers, you got Boston, yep. right?
Oh, absolutely. The way they're just clicking all cylinders with you know, Tatum, yeah, for sure.
Knicks, Hawks?
I like the Knicks in this. They just got a lot of weapons and more physical team. I'll take the Knicks. Yep.
Cavs, Raptors, I know you got the Cavs.
Yeah, Cavs for sure. I think one win for the Raptors, and that'll be it.
And then, of course, Pistons and Magic. You don't want that Magic to advance. You prefer the Pistons.
Yeah, I do. But I really think the Magic, they're gonna get it done. And we're going to see Cavs Magic next round. That's going to be a fun one.
All right. Let's go to the predictions for game two. Raptors at Cavs. What's going to happen there?
Oh, Cavs get the win at home for sure.
Hawks at Knicks. Will Knicks take a 2-0 lead?
Yes, they will.
Timberwolves and Nuggets. Who takes game two?
Nuggets.
That's quite something. All right, let's go 76ers at Celtics.
Celtics.
Ooh, everyone is going for 2-0 here.
Yeah.
Trailblazers, the Joe Blazers at the Spurs.
I'll take the Spurs again at home. I like it.
Rockets at Los Angeles. Game two.
I'll take the Lakers.
Lakers go 2-0. Yeah. Protect home court. And will the Magic tie up the series? I mean, Pistons.
I think the Pistons will win this one.
There you have it. It was so weird to see them in like a playoff game. It was like, I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
And Suns at OKC.
OKC.
Well, there you have it. NFL draft this Thursday, NBA playoffs throughout the week. Dan, what's going on with the urn business? I think I read you in the Business Journal.
Yeah. Business Journal. The local media is picking up. I mean, it's wild. I mean, you can see the video at Dan the Funeral Man on Instagram and TikTok. It's got almost 1.8 million views. It's gone completely viral. It's pretty wild. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I opened up a fashurns.com and getting that going, and we're shipping urns to Australia, Canada, and it's kind of wild just for one little video, but making a trending audio, and it's just kind of taken off. So it's pretty wild the reach the internet can do for you. You know, I signed my first autograph last week too. So that was kind of fun.
Hopefully not at a Cavs game.
Nah. Yeah.
Anyway, who thought, you know, urns need more designs. It feels like there's so many limited.
Yeah, there is. They all look kind of the same and like more like an urn, and just kind of switch it up a little bit. And just making it different, and so it's going pretty good. It's just nice being able to have a platform to educate people on funeral service that can spearhead into other things. You know, I actually got invited to speak at a funeral directors convention next week, so I'm going to Texas Wednesday, sitting on a panel there talking about social media marketing and
that's amazing.
Like that. So yeah, crazy.
And this will be your first funeral conference?
But I've been to some others, but first being on a panel, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, there's always a convention for something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This should be a Browns convention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Well, there you have it, Dan. What is the best way for people to reach you online to find out about you, the urns, and everything else about you?
Yeah, Dan the Funeral Man, TikTok, Instagram, X, Funeral Man, and find me on Facebook as well. So,
and you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week with the playoffs and the NFL draft. We'll see what happens. Fernando Mendoza staying in Miami. He'll be pick number one. That's the most for sure thing. And we'll see what happens with trades. We're going to see trades throughout the week. Get ready.
Absolutely.
I think Cleveland will be one of them.
Yeah, it could be. Something's going to happen there for sure.
For the better or for the worst.
Yes. Yeah. So. Right. We'll talk to you. All right. Later.
Enjoy your week. And this is your update.